Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is your host, Teresa Banks, and you are listening to LSAC Publishing Radio. I will be talking on the subject matter of glaucoma today. I hope you enjoy the show. Let's kick it off with a little bit of music, shall we? Right, I am back, and I hope you enjoyed that tune. It actually has a name of Midnight Ride. I did a little uploading a few days ago of some fresh new songs, and that just happened to be one of them. So I hope you enjoyed that brand new tune, at least for this radio program, that is. My name, again, is Teresa Banks. I am your host of this program called LSAC Publishing Radio. And one thing I get all the time is individuals saying to me that they thought that this program would be all about just publishing. And I thought early on that I wanted to make it way more about that than just discussions about books and discussions about authors. I hope you have enjoyed the variety of topics that have been a part of this show. Well, as I said during the intro, what I want to talk about today is glaucoma, and it's an eye disease that sometimes you hear about, and I suppose sometimes you don't. But before I really hop into it, what I want to tell you is that oftentimes we take all of our senses for granted. Most of us have been blessed with the sense of sight and smell and touch and hearing and taste. And I don't know if we really focus day in and day out and really think about how important having all of those senses are. I mean, if I think about just setting up this program, for example, I had to use a few of my senses, the senses of sight to pull up the switchboard, to get the program started, to even set it up in the first place, and the sense of hearing to make sure that the songs were being played properly, or at least the one song you've heard so far, and to make sure that it was being lowered at the particular time that I wanted it to fade away. And then the sense of touch. I'm using my keyboard here, my little mouse pad, to work different functions that are on the keyboard. And so just right there, just in doing the setup of this show, three of my senses were certainly used for sure. But again, as I said, I don't think we really think about it until one of those senses is in jeopardy, or we know of someone that may have lost one of their senses. And I would say, I think it's probably been 3 or 4 years ago that I experienced an issue with my sense of sight. And what happened, and excuse me if my voice kind of comes and goes here, I'm still getting over a pretty ugly cold, but what happened a few years ago is I was out driving. It was pretty late in the evening, probably 8 or 9 o'clock, and my eyes just started burning. I mean, it felt as if I was undergoing some kind of severe eye strain. It didn't feel as if things were getting blurry or I couldn't make out different things. It just felt like my eyes at any second could completely pop out of my head. And I knew at that particular time that I probably needed bifocals, that I had certainly gone at least 2 years, if not longer, without having had my eyes checked, because I am one who is so cheap that I will try and stretch a dollar any way that I can. And I thought, even with my eyesight, even with my glasses, why not wait a while? You know, if I can still pretty much see, why go spend, I don't know, what the dollars could be, anywhere from $200 to $300, and getting new frames and new lenses. So needless to say, when this incident happened while I was driving, I just immediately thought, I need to go have my eyes checked, won't be too big of a deal. And worst case scenario is that they will probably say to me, it's time for bifocals, and that I'm probably long overdue for them. And so, I don't know, I guess it was probably a few weeks after that particular incident that I did go ahead, make an appointment, go in and have my eyes checked. And at some point, there's this long pause, you know, one of those uncomfortable pauses that you may get when you're in the doctor's office and the doctor is going over some kind of test results. It was kind of one of those pauses, like, uh-oh. Usually I'm fine. What's going on, you know? And so you're just kind of waiting around, or at least I was in that particular case. I'm just waiting around for my results, to my eyes being checked. And the person that spoke with me, she kind of dropped her head a little bit, and then she said, you know, the pressure is really high in both of your eyes. I believe you have glaucoma. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, what can we do about it? You know, what do I need? Some drops, a stronger lens for my eyes and my glasses? I mean, what do we do about this, you know? And at that particular time, through my health care provider, I had some plan for health care, some plan for vision care, and my particular vision care was just for the lenses and the frames. So I was sent off to work with my primary doctor to go see an eye specialist to further have my eyes checked to see if I was truly having issues where it could be a glaucoma-type situation. So I did go ahead, make an appointment with my doctor, went to see an eye specialist, and when I come back after this short break, I'll tell you what that eye specialist had to say. Be right back. Welcome back to the program. How did I do in adding a little suspense there at the end? It was kind of phony. Truth be told, I actually needed to get some water again. I'm battling this cold. It's finally fading away, but I still have issues. So at any rate, I was telling you my story of how I went to my doctor to have my eyes checked, and come to find out, I was informed that I had glaucoma. And I went to the eye specialist, and what was shared with me is that there are certain pressures that the eye should have. I believe it's called the inocular pressure, and don't quote me there. I could be totally mispronouncing that word there. But just as with our bodies, we could have high blood pressure, the same is true for the eyes. And the normal range, I'd say really on the high end, is like 10 to 12 for adults. And if you go out on the internet and you do a search on eye pressure and you find out the different figures and rates for adults and children, that information is certainly out there. But I was told like between about 10, maybe 12, you know, 12, 14, somewhere in there is pretty normal for adults. And for me, when I went in, my left eye was over 30, and my right eye was over 40. And in regards to glaucoma, if the pressure stays that high in either eye, you could damage the optic nerve to the extent it could lead to blindness. And so I thought at that particular time, oh my gosh, I really did not realize it was this serious. I always thought with a little eye strain, the most problems you could have is maybe, as I said earlier, needing glasses. And then I thought about how much I had been abusing my poor eyes, that for work and my full-time job, I was on a work computer for 12 hours, practically nonstop, barely looking away, except for maybe bathroom breaks or short breaks. And then I would come home and be on it as an author, doing my writing, or to check all these different social networks, anywhere from Twitter to Facebook to MySpace to America Online to all of these other different social networking tools that are out there. And so, again, I'm just further straining my eyes and trying to check things out on the computer. And so I was really kind of fussing at myself, and I really wondered, wow, was this something that happened to me genetically, or was it something that I kind of set myself up for due to all of the computer usage? And I think when you're first diagnosed, you tend to think worst-case scenario, like the worst case in this particular situation that could happen is obviously the blindness. So I have to honestly say to you, I actually began walking around the house thinking, man, if I had lost my sight, what would I do? You know, would I have a stick? Would I get a dog? How would I feel to get around the house? And then I started thinking about how people function now. I mean, I saw the movie Ray and saw where he would label his socks, for example, put extra stitchings inside of the socks so he would know what size they were, what color they were, or whatever. And then I had to erase that from my head because I thought to myself, well, Lord, if you place me in a position to get this information ahead of time, perhaps I can save my eyesight. I mean, I may be in a place where I can get this pressure down and maintain it so that my eyes will be fine. So one of the first things that typically happens when you are diagnosed with glaucoma is the doctors need to first see if they can get the pressure down and get it down immediately. And so they typically will give you some kind of eye drops to put in your eyes a number of times per day. And so I was given one eye drop to use 3 times a day, and I admit the first couple of weeks I was such a horrible patient because I kept thinking, man, maybe if I just change my diet, like a couple of carrots, you know, eating more carrots or something, or you know, taking certain foods or certain drinks. I started drinking different teas that I read about on the internet that were supposed to be really good for the eyes. I started thinking about maybe taking eye vitamins. And then when I went back to my doctor's office, the eye specialist, he said, you know, this pressure is just not going down fast enough. I mean, it had left the 30s and the 40s, but it was at about the 18 level in each eye. And the concern was it could go higher throughout the day. And so certainly you don't want it to maintain that particular level. So I was prescribed a second eye drop to take. So now instead of 3 times a day, I'm eating up at least 4 times of my day trying to get these eye drops in and to work things out. And then eventually I had to go to a third eye drop and 6 times a day. And again, the goal is to keep the pressure down in your eyes throughout the day because you don't want to damage your optic nerve by having that pressure maintained at a particular level. And what will happen is, as I said, it damages the nerve, but prior to doing that, you will start losing some of your eyesight. You may have tunnel vision occur, for example, and then eventually you could go blind altogether. So by the time I had the 3 eye drops, by the time I had more education about glaucoma, and by the time I decided I need to stop being hard-headed and I need to stop also thinking so negative about the far end of the spectrum, the worst-case scenario, maybe I can control this and things will be better. So now I do take the 6 times per day, 3 different drops, I should say, 6 times per day, and I do it in such a way where it's so quick. I mean, it takes less than a minute to do each drop. So maybe, for example, while I'm brushing my teeth, I might do one, and then by the time I'm done brushing my teeth, I'm all done. I may do one eye at a time. That way I can still function and still do other things. So I've truly learned how to live with glaucoma. I've also began investigating whether or not I want to have a surgery that is available where you can, I believe it's like the tear duct area where they will take a look at your eye and see if they could increase where the drops really come out, where fluids are released from your eyes to maybe either open that wider or actually have a new area where the fluids can be released from your eye. But the problem with that, if you do have that type of surgery, is that whatever hole they make there, whatever little tubing they put in place, it could close back up. And so my eyes, if you will, no pun intended, you could wind up really back in the same position that you're in. So I have reached a place at this particular point where it's been, I believe, almost about 4 years now that I've been diagnosed, where I figure I may as well just manage it and deal with it and figure out how I can cope with it. There are also a lot of different publications that you can pick up. There is a glaucoma foundation that puts out a really good document that you can read either online or that they will actually mail off to you. And I love it because it really talks about the different care that is out there that you can do for yourself and that's available through other doctors as well. They talk about all the different treatments that are available. And I think it kind of works almost like a pep talk, too, where you can look at your situation and say, well, wow, you know, maybe it's not as serious as someone else's, or maybe if I look at this under a different light or microscope, it won't feel as bad as it truly is. And I have to honestly say to you today that even as I have to take 6 drops a day, I know it sounds like a lot, right? But if you could think of any time you've ever had to put like Visine or something in your eye, and let's say you had to put in 6 of those drops, I mean, it's really as simple as that. Just throughout the day, I'm doing that 6 times a day to maintain a low pressure in my eyes. And when I go to the doctor now, instead of like the 33 and the 40-something in the right eye, the 30-something in the left eye, it's more like a 14, a 13 or a 14 range, which they consider much, much better for an adult. So when I come back after this upcoming break, I'm going to tell you what I think the moral of this whole story is. I'll be right back. We'll be right back. All right, I do welcome you back, and thank you for being patient with me there, taking a little bit longer of a cough break. I tell you, one day I know I'm going to be 100%. Today I'm probably about, I don't know, maybe 90%. I'm dragging a little, but I'm very sorry for that. Hopefully the next show will be fantastic. But what I wanted to share with you before I close today is what I believe the moral of my little story here is ultimately, and that's that we really need to watch ourselves and take good care of ourselves and not take really any body part, any body function for granted. And I know it starts with trying to eat right, trying to drink the right things, fluids, including juices, maybe some milk if you're able to do so, definitely water. But, you know, our society has us eating and drinking so much that's out there and not doing enough where we are slowing down and taking better care of our health. And if I look at my situation, probably if I had gone to my eye doctor much sooner, I may have been checked out and maybe diagnosed where it was a much milder case of glaucoma, and possibly I'd be on one drop instead of three. So again, I think the moral of the story here is to always listen to your body, take good care of yourself, and certainly do so on a regular basis. Now, before I cut out today, hopefully I can cut out here on a happier note instead of talking to you about some eye disease. I want to tell you about some classes that I have that are coming up that I am going to teach that you don't want to miss if you are in the state of Illinois and especially in the south suburbs. I have two classes that are coming up. They will be offered during the months of September and October at the South Suburban College Continuing Education, and the school is located at 15800 South State Street. That's in South Holland, Illinois. The classes are reasonably priced at just $29 each, and you must phone the school directly if you wish to register, and the school's phone number is 708-590-2000, extension 2231. And the two classes, the first one is called Becoming a Published Author, and it will be offered on September 30th, or you can take it on October 21st from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. That was Becoming a Published Author class, offered on September 30th or October 21st from 7 until 9 o'clock in the evening. And then the other class is Surviving a Layoff class, and it will be offered on October 7th from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock in the evening. That's Surviving a Layoff class, offered October 7th from 7 until 9 at night. And then I also want to remind you all of some outstanding, I think they're outstanding already, some outstanding shows that I am going to be hosting here on Blog Talk Radio. During the month of September, and these will be airing live, the first one at 9 o'clock in the morning on September the 16th. I'll be talking about reality shows. And then the next show coming up at 10 o'clock in the evening on September 24th, a show I have been talking about for weeks now, the National Civil Rights Museum, the Lorraine Hotel is the title. I cannot wait, absolutely cannot wait to do that show, and I hope you won't miss it. And then on September the 30th, that show will be called Storytime, and it will be kicking off a segment called Storytime, where I will be reading to you different books that I love and talking about the subject matter in those books. And for this particular show on September 30th, the Storytime will be about the Bible. So I will be selecting some passages from the Bible that I have enjoyed most, that I hope you will enjoy as well. And then if you are in the Chicagoland area, I want to tell you of some very exciting events that I have that I'm going to participate in during the month of October. On October 1st, Books, Inc., a bookstore in the Chicagoland area is offering an author showcase. It is going to be absolutely fabulous. It will be held on 95th and Halsted at the Woodson Library, and it will start at 10 o'clock. I will be one of the authors on the panel during the particular day of this event, asking, or I should say, answering questions that are posed by the host of the program, as well as those of you that will be sitting in the audience. So definitely don't miss that. Again, it's October 1st at the Woodson Library in Chicago on 95th and Halsted, 10 o'clock in the morning. It's sponsored by Books, Inc., and it will be an author showcase. I will be there as well as many other authors in the Chicagoland area. And then one other event I want to tell you about coming up on October 8th at the DuSable Museum. You don't want to miss an event that will be put on by Jill. And I tell you, it's such an event that it is just truly amazing. It is a literary program, especially for children. And I tell you, it is just amazing. And I'm still awaiting more details in regards to that event. As soon as I have it, I will bring it to you. But what I currently know is that it will be October 8th. It will be at 12 o'clock noon at the DuSable Museum. And a part of that program will include an author's walk that I will be participating in as well. So with all of that said, as I wrap up here today, I want to remind you to please feel free to drop me an email at any time that you want to say hello or that you have feedback or comments or questions in regards to this show. My email address is mailtothanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at aol.com. And then certainly check me out on the web. I'm out there on Facebook and MySpace. And those are primarily the two that I'm out there on, as well as America Online. So certainly look me up, read what's on my wall or whatever information that's out there. And I have to be honest in saying that I have not been on MySpace in a while. I am on Facebook pretty often and definitely AOL reading email regularly. So to reach me the quickest, I would send the email to the mailtothanks@AOL account. And then lastly, I want to remind you to certainly become a friend of this show. And you can do so by going to blogtalkradio.com/ellasec. It's spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C, where you can become a follower of the show, a friend of the show, and you can see what else is coming up. Like today, I did like this little surprise program, truly unplanned, I have to admit. But I thought, why not talk about a subject matter that's important, one that's on glaucoma that hopefully will help someone else that thinks they're just having some eye strain or thinks they don't need to go to see their eye doctor and have their eyes checked. I hope all of you out there are looking forward to a wonderful weekend. I know we are coming up quick on the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 tragedy, and I pray that those of you that were most affected are looking at that day and knowing that your loved ones are prayerfully in a much better place. And as I close today, I wrap up this program by dedicating it to a good friend and a great loved one, Gwen Murphy, who passed away recently, and I know her family is always in my thoughts and prayers. I wish you all a fabulous weekend. Thank you for listening, and please keep up all that you're doing that's wonderful to help others and to help yourself, and definitely keep listening to this program. Take care, and God bless.